Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. We have just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. That is the time that Jesus Christ bought our redemption with his own blood. Well, today we're going to share a message with you about the importance of the redemption. No matter who you are, no matter what your past has been, no matter what you've gone through or what you've done, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and brings us into his own righteousness. Listen to this message today and stay tuned at the end, and we'll let you know how you can listen to it in its entirety. But right now, come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word. The wages of sin is death. Jesus Christ sees us. The Bible said God so loved the world that he sent his son, that whoever would believe on him should not perish. While he's on that gurney, Jesus Christ comes and says, I see where you are. I love you and I want to relieve you of your penalty. Here's what I'm willing to do. I am willing to exchange my place for your place. I'm willing to set you free. And the only thing, but the executioner, I can't pay for you to come free. He's ready to take a life. A life needs to be taken for the crime you committed. I can't buy you, so I'm going to have to give my life to set you free. Are you willing to make that exchange? He's willing. What else are you going to do? He's willing. He knows that he has this debt penalty. And so Jesus Christ says, I'm going to tell them that I will die in your place. Now, what he's wondering, though, is why do I want to do that? There's only one motivation for my doing this. I love mankind. You don't deserve it. You're not going to do anything for it. But my Father sent me to try to rescue as many people as I can from eternal death. And I'm here to do that. So Jesus Christ gets on the gurney and sets him free. Before he does that, he says, I'm going to set you free, but there's one thing I want of you. And you're going to say, what is that?
What's that?
Say it loud.
What's that?
You no longer can live as Brian Franklin. You're going to have to live as me. You're going to have to walk like I walk, talk like I talk, and live my life in you. That's why we said, I gave my life to Christ. Now, I want to tell you something, because I've been noticing something. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't want you to do like some of the other people I exchanged with them. They decided to get together in a huddle and just talk about how happy they was I filled in for them. But I want you to go tell other people that I will do the same thing for them. See, I got folks, they just go and they sit, they call it church. And they just sit there and talk about, well, ain't we happy that the Lord saved us? But they ain't told nobody else what I did. I want you to be my messenger and tell people that I do this.
Okay.
Right? Now, don't do like them other folks. They'll go sing in the choir, but they won't tell nobody I do this. And they'll get together, they'll huddle together, and they'll slap each other on the shoulder and look at all of what I said, but they won't tell anybody I do this. This is the reason I do this. We call that gospel. I save. That's what I do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's what Jesus Christ does. He takes his place. He redeemed him with his own blood and brought him to the place that he can now go and live a life in Christ. That's why the Bible says, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. You are not your own no more when you come to Jesus Christ. Why are you acting like you don't belong to him no more? So you're not your own. I gave you an assignment. Why are you sitting around talking about how good? Wasn't that nice? He came in like he sure was nice. Let's give him some praise. Oh, Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. I didn't save you so you can thank me for saving you. I saved you so you can go rescue some other folk. That's a novel idea, isn't it? For God so loved the world that he sent his only son that whoever believes should not have to die, but can have everlasting life. Now, he could have sat there and said, no, Lord, I'm going to go on and die. I don't know you. I don't want to know you. That's up to him. Some people do that. I don't want to know Jesus. I don't want to know the Lord. Okay, no problem. He said there are going to be those that reject him. And there are going to be those that accept him. I don't know where you are tonight. We owed a price we couldn't pay, and he paid a price that he did not owe. Jesus paid it all. I want you to bow your heads with me. There's somebody in here right now who needs to be redeemed. There's someone in here right now that Jesus Christ is not living through you. You're not living through the life that Christ provides for you. This is not the time to just be in an approach where I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings and tell them they're going to go to hell if they don't come to Christ. But I'll just tell you what Jesus said. If you don't come to me, you're going to go to hell. There is a heaven. There is a hell. There is a place for those who have rejected and who have not accepted the redemption that has already been done. He says, I've already done it. All you got to do is accept the blood. The blood has already been put out to cover you. You just need to get under the covering of Jesus' blood. This is a great day for those who have said, you know, Pastor, I believe you're talking to me. I need to accept what Jesus Christ has already done. It's more than just singing a song about him being resurrected and that he's alive. He came to redeem us, and he redeemed us with his own blood. I want to give you an opportunity this morning to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You're listening to me right now and you say, Pastor, if I died right now, I'm not sure where my eternity is going to be. Well, you can be sure right now. Jesus Christ came. You don't have to try to get yourself together. All you got to do is believe on him and receive him. The work has already been done. It was in 1983, I found myself living an empty life. And I said, Lord, I want you to come into my life and be my Lord and be my Savior. Help me, Lord. He came into my life. I wasn't in a church even. I was sitting in an office by myself. Nobody was talking to me. Nobody was trying to convince me. But I knew that it was time for a change. Some of you know it's time for a change. It's not time to play church. It's not time to go through the motion. It's not time to just say, oh, I go to church. Oh, yeah, I know the man upstairs. No, you need to have the redemption that he provided for you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to lift your hand right now. If you're saying, Pastor, I need Jesus Christ in my life, lift it high so I can see it. We're going to pray for you today. This is your day. I see your name. I see your hand. I see your hand. Somebody else. Right now, this is the day. It's between you and God. It's between you and God. It's between you and God. Not between me and anybody else. It's between you and God. Hey, this is life or death. This is the most critical decision you will ever make in your life. Jesus Christ came that you can have a right to the tree of life. We see you. We see you. See your hand. Thank you so much. You may have been here today and you say, Pastor, I asked the Lord one time to come into my life. And, you know, I even been baptized, but I know I haven't allowed him to live his life through me. Sometimes I don't even know if I'm saved or not. I want to be sure today. If that's you, lift your hand. We're going to pray with you. This is your day. This is your day as you lean forward. Lift your hand if you said, I want to rededicate my life to the Lord. I want to rededicate to the Lord. I want to do it today. Here's what I want you to do right now, those of you who've lifted your hands. Jesus said, if you would publicly receive me, I will publicly receive you. I want you to stand on your feet if you lifted your hands right now. We're not going to embarrass you or anything like that, but I want you to stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. They're standing up all over. I want you to come forward. I'm going to pray with you. Come on, give them a hand as they come forward. I thank God for these men coming forward. Ella Barnes, come forward with them. Thank God. Thank God for these ladies. Thank God. Somebody else need to say, I'm coming. I'm coming. Somebody else needs to say, I'm coming. Listen, this is life or death. This is life or death. We ain't got time to mess around. We ain't got time to play. The death angel is, he's working every day, every day. You like to go online. Go online and see how many people die every day in the country. There are thousands of people dying every day. My good ministry friend died 2 Sundays ago while he was up in the pulpit preaching. That was his last day. And I thought when they told me, I said, I wonder if he thought that when he left home that morning, that that was going to be the last day. You don't know. I'm going to wait for somebody else for about 30 seconds. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and say, you need to go up there. If you've heard that voice in your heart right now, you need to come. That ain't the devil talking to you. That's the Lord saying, you need to go forward. You need to go forward wherever you are. I'm going to wait for you. Today is your day. Listen, the Bible says this. All you got to do is come. And all you come today, say, Lord, I want to receive your redemption. He knows your heart. That's your heart says, I want to receive your redemption. I want to receive your redemption. That's all that is. The work has already been done. The price has already been paid. It wasn't gold and silver, but it was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, if you would confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Right here, as you look at me, just say, Father, I ask you to forgive me for my sin. And I accept what you have done with your precious blood that you gave for my redemption. For my redemption. Hallelujah. Oh, we put it this way. While he was on the cross, he had you on his mind. Every one of you, I ask you to wash me, Lord. I ask you to cleanse me. I make a choice right now to give my life to you. Come on, say, I give my life to you. Take my life and use it for your glory. And Father, I will follow after you. Fill me with your spirit so I can live for you. Glory to God. You saw that illustration where I said, now I want you to take my life and I want you to live my life. Well, that means I want you to take my spirit. The Holy Spirit comes on the inside of us to help us to live the life of Christ. That's the Holy Spirit coming into our life. Father, I thank you for these women. I thank you for these men. I thank you for their life. I thank you, Lord, for redeeming them and us. I thank you, Lord, we've all had to come this way. We thank you, mighty God. We praise you for them. Walk in their life. Take their lives right now, Father, and use their lives for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name.
This is Pastor Jerry G. Martin, and every year this time, our focus turned to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the good news. The bad news is it seems like we only wait until this time of the year to really focus on what Jesus Christ did for us. For every believer, every day, we should be thankful to the Lord that he gave his life for us, so that we do not have to perish, but we can live an abundant life and we can escape the fires of hell and spend eternity with God in heaven. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. What is he going to save us from? Eternal damnation and hell fire. Those of you who are listening to me right now, you may be at church, but you may not be in church. That means that you're just going through the motions, you're just attending, but you're not connected with God. This is the season to remind us of why Jesus Christ came in the first place, and he came to save a lost and dying world. You can make that decision even now to give your life to Jesus Christ. I give you this opportunity to be my guest at the Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 16161 Old Humble Road. You can meet Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you can join with the family of believers that will help you to grow and fulfill God's will and purpose in your life. If you would like to listen to this message again or previous broadcasts, go to our new website at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. Now for the Light of the World, this is Pastor Jerry G. Martin saying, May the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.